When it comes to developing a work-life balance, as Americans, we've never figured it out. We tend to always try to take on more than our fair share, both at work and at home, because we want to be everything for everyone all the time. We tend to think that it's okay to go nonstop in order to reach every goal or lofty expectation. Sadly, this leaves many of us feeling burnt out. But what does burning out really look like? More importantly, what can we do to prevent it? Hi, I'm Denny Caballero. And on this Mindful Minutes segment, I'm going to share a few tips on how mindfulness can help you prevent burnout.
Burnout is nothing new. Our parents dealt with it, their parents dealt with it, and sadly, we are now dealing with it. Even kids in elementary school are reporting that they're experiencing it. And even though it has a fairly descriptive name, burnout is not as simple as one would think. So let's take a moment to break it down. The term burnout was first coined in the late 1970s by an American psychologist named Herbert Freudenberger. That's not a joke. That's his real name. He used it to describe the consequences of severe, not normal or mild stress, linked to high performance or demanding fields of work, such as doctors, nurses, or any other profession that spends a disproportionate amount of time caring for others' needs rather than their own. These individuals often reported that they often felt used up, or rather, burnt out. They stated that they felt depleted, exhausted, and had no idea how to rebound from the state. These days, the rate of people reporting burnout has skyrocketed. In a recent survey conducted by Deloitte, 77% of participants that participated in the survey reported that they had or were currently experiencing burnout in their current position. But wait, there's more. With the cost of living and inflation on the rise, it seems like every sector within the job market is now more prone to being affected by burnout. Even those that work from home are reporting that they're experiencing it. So what does burnout look like? Here are some main symptoms that are considered to be signs of burnout. Extreme exhaustion, a growing desire to distance yourself from work, or feeling down or even depressed, and of course, reduced performance. So how do we combat this? What can we do? After reading over all these statistics and reflecting on my own experience of burnout, I realized that the answer is right in front of us, or rather, within us. In our fight against burnout, our greatest ally is our own capacity to breathe, stop, and set aside as little as 13 minutes out of our day to prioritize our own mental health in order to extinguish the flames of burnout so that we can live and fight another day. Here are some easy mindfulness tips that you can start doing right now to combat burnout. Number one, incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily work. If you're a leader within your organization, take some action and advocate on behalf of other employees that might be experiencing burnout. It can be as simple as advocating for all employees to step away from their desk at the top of the hour for a simple breathing exercise. Something as simple as box breathing can improve your focus and mental state throughout the day. It's simple, really. Focus on your breath. Breathing through your nose, count to four, hold for 1 second, then exhale through your mouth to a count of four, and repeat as often as necessary. Number two, learn and practice the body scan meditation. The body scan meditation is a mindfulness meditation practice that guides our focused attention systematically through our body, allowing us to bring non-judgment awareness to the entire body. One, two, three. Number two, learn and practice the body scan meditation. The body scan meditation is a mindfulness meditation practice that guides our focused attention systematically through our body, allowing us to bring non-judgmental awareness to the entire body. The body scan helps us build a connection to our emotional and physical self. Number 3, engage in mindful walking. Mindfulness meditation practices are not limited to sitting. The goal of mindful walking is simple. Be consciously engaged and aware while moving through the environment. The key to mindful walking is to be engaged in the activity and not the latest podcast or your Instagram feed. Pick a place that is peaceful and ideally outside. Just walk. Don't ruminate. Don't concern yourself with what Steve from accounting is doing or the weird kid from the Intel section. Focus on your steps, the sounds, and your breath. Number 4, eat mindfully. No, this doesn't mean that you should eat your lunch in the lotus position with your eyes closed. Mindful eating is an exercise in cultivating awareness in the process of eating. To practice this, choose a peaceful area to eat your lunch. Perhaps even invite somebody else to join in with you. As you eat, make an effort to take small, conscious bites, taking the time to notice the complexity of each bite, taste, textures, flavors, and smells. Bring awareness to how the food makes you feel. Observe when you feel full. Mindful eating is all about experiencing the present moment, one bite at a time. Literally. Lastly, make a conscious effort to stay engaged in the present moment while at work. Don't let your mind race towards the future. Stay in the present moment. Do what you can today and leave the stress and worry of future deadlines where they belong. In the garbage can, next to that memo from Steve in accounting. Or the passive-aggressive note from your battalion S3 Sergeant Major that's mad because you still haven't learned how to use Microsoft Teams. Regardless of what the issues are, handle what you can today. Manage what you can and do everything you can do in the present moment. Stressing about future work doesn't do anything for us except burn us out. I know, I used to suffer from the same thing. But remember, the only thing you can affect is what's happening today in the present moment. So stay engaged. Until next time.